Jeff, we're kicking off the report talking about a recent action that the Colbert School Board took, deciding to get rid of a controversial logo that was in place at one of the school's sports stadium. What exactly happened with the school board and what did they decide?
The Colbert School District School Board met Monday evening, and on their agenda was whether or not to get rid of the Chief Wahoo mascot and logo. This is not a widely used image with the Colbert High School sports teams. However, it is affixed to the Howie Morales Stadium in Bayard. And Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales, who coached athletics at for Colbert Schools back in the day, he wrote a letter to the district in July asking if they would consider removing the mascot. It's become a national trend to address these culturally insensitive mascots, team names, and at the same time, the district decided Monday evening to ditch the Chief Wahoo mascot and logo. They also decided that the middle school team, Snell Middle School, would no longer be called the Redskins. And the district decided in a 3-1 vote that they would form a committee to come up with a new name for the middle school team. And again, the Cleveland Indians logo that is affixed to the Howie Morales Stadium will be removed.
Okay, thank you for that update, Jeff. Now, speaking of school districts, schools across the state are preparing to welcome back students remotely. Can you share with us how districts in the area are preparing for remote learning?
There's two school districts in Grant County, Colbert School District and the Silver Consolidated School District. Both have spent considerable time and money preparing for remote learning. As listeners will recall, this is mandated by the governor to last at least through Labor Day weekend. And Silver Consolidated School District's first day, official day, is Monday, August 17th. This Thursday and Friday, they will be holding orientations for students who have received Chromebooks. The district obtained 2,600 of them and distributed them this week to students. They'll be trained on how to use these. They'll be expected to do about 30 hours of online learning every week. That'll be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, Wednesday being in Teacher Day. And Colbert District, meanwhile, their first day was Monday of this week. They're still waiting for their Chromebooks. They expect those to come in this week, and they'll distribute those to students who need them. Both school districts have also distributed mobile hotspots to improve connectivity. That's not a great situation in Grant County, internet connectivity. However, the school districts are doing all they can, and I went over to La Plata Middle School on Monday to check out their distribution of 379 of these Chromebooks to students. As students lined up, or rather their parents' cars lined up, they came through. The staff checked to see if they were registered, and then they were assigned a numbered Chromebook. A couple students I talked to were ambivalent about the remote learning. They really didn't seem sure what to expect yet. But the staff there was pretty optimistic that they had things together. Principal Luis Alvarez told me that what would normally take years to put in place, he felt the school had done a capable job in just months, and he attributed that to its tech department, actually.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the update, and we'll talk with you next week.
Thanks, Anthony.